Well, we have some pretty tough marching orders today. We start out with Leviticus saying, "Be holy as God the Father is holy." Then Paul steps it up and says, "Don't you realize you're the temple of God and the Holy Spirit resides in you? And if you don't honor that Holy Spirit, it's taken away." And in essence, we're called to recognize that everything we have and do comes to us from God. And if you boast, you're missing the point. In essence, we're called to be fools for God, to trust in Him completely. And then we get to the gospel. Oy vey. Be perfect? Well, I know there's a lot of you, and myself included, that spend our entire lives spinning our wheels, trying to be in control and be perfect, and it just doesn't work. But Jesus is asking us to. But is He really asking you to be the perfect one? Or for you to open up to the God within you and allow that to create the perfection of God? You see, God breathed into every single one of us at our forming in our mother's womb. He breathed in His Spirit, and so God resides in every single person in this room. God is there, and that's why it's told to us. We're called to make this temple of God because we're holding God within. We're connected forever, and we're created in the image of likeness of God, except we have one problem. We sin. We want to be so much like God that we want to take control. We want to know what to do, when to do, how to do it, and we're not too good on confrontation. You know, if you challenge somebody and say, you really don't need to do that. Oh, I'm not doing it. Oh, no, not me. Well, I was told by so-and-so that they're lying to you. And we live in a day and an age where we have hate speech from the top down, where you just talk trash about people. And you get into a situation in church where we have a lot of chiefs. Lots of chiefs. 4 o'clock mass last night, we were so packed that the fire marshal came by to close us down. And I had to let some of the people that were blocking the entrance at the back of church before mass started, I said, "I'm sorry, you'll have to come back to another." "Well, you need to build a bigger church." And I said, "And that'll be $6 million. They left. We don't like confrontation. The ushers have to deal with it on a regular basis where they'll ask you to do something. Nope. I'm done with this group. Now, how holy is that? And it extends into the great hall when we're setting up for dinners, when we come when we're not supposed to, when we get caught up in all kinds of activities. Even last night, I'm in reconciliation and somebody comes in and I said, "In the name of the Father, the Son." "Oh, I'm not here for confession. I'm here to complain." You think I make this up? The older we get, the younger we are, it seems. And they were accusing someone that was also doing something, and they came in. So I had this little fight going on, and I said, "It's just before Mass. I'm in the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Leave. When you're in right disposition, come back." Jesus tells us, if you have any sins, anything that you harbor against anyone, leave the altar, go home, straighten out your mess, and come back in. We tend to bring all of our baggage, and we're asked to drop it at the door. And you know, in the days of Jesus, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth wasn't such a bad idea, because it said if somebody punched out your eye, you got to punch out their eye. All in favor? But we take it one step farther. If somebody punches my teeth and I knock out one, I want to take out their whole chops. You know, it's just a revenge. We don't want to get, it's not just getting mad. We want to get even and take it to the next level. We don't like confrontation. And Jesus is trying to teach us. And how does he do it? It's not like he says, just give them your back and walk away. No, when they struck him on the cheek, what did he do? He said, why are you hitting me if what I'm telling you is true? And then walked away. We're not to be Melba Toast for the world, but it's the way we present our lives in all situations that calls us to holiness. How many of you are grandparents? Oy vey. So that, I guess that means you were parents first, right? Smart. Well, I was told that, and you can bear me out on this, but that being a grandparent is a whole lot easier than a parent because you don't have to do any of the discipline. You just enjoy and love them and send them on their way. Well, guess what? God's our parent. And yet he loves us anyway. And yet sometimes he has to discipline us. Sometimes he has to ask the bishop. He has to ask his priests. He calls each of us to fraternal correction within. I don't come up here and preach Eric. I'm here to preach Jesus. And the words that I say are just as much for myself, that I have to learn and walk the same walk you do. And do I always get it right? No. But there is a sense that in certain times and places, we have to remember that we are a temple of God. And that God is just dying, literally, on the cross for us to come forth and to recognize God within us so that he can walk with us, he can talk with us, he can be with us. Jesus says, I will never abandon you. I will never leave you orphaned. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so we hear in Scripture today that our journey here together is to come again and again and again, to be renewed, restored, refreshed, to let go of all of that baggage, and to embrace the love of God and to reflect it in our hearts, our minds, and in our actions. That's where it's hard. That's where it gets a little bit challenging for each of us. And yet Jesus constantly shows us the way. He constantly forgives us. He constantly says, come on, you can do it. You can be holy. You don't have to rush out of here. I love to have a few moments of you in silence to be able to say, you had a rough week last week. Let me put my arm around you and love you. Let me hold you a little closer and whisper in your ear how you'll make it through this illness. Let me talk to you about the grief that you're experiencing so that you know that your loved one is with me and I with them. Jesus is here constantly for each of us. And yet we leave our motor running and we've backed into our parking places to get the you-know-what out of here. Who are we following? We're called to be holy, each of us. And then Jesus ups the ante and says, be perfect. Be perfect in my love. Mirror that love. Let me love you so that you can love not just the ones you like. It's easy to say I love you to you.
Yeah, I know.
It's
I
so, oh, yeah. Excuse me, we have to keep going. Let me see if there's anybody in here I'm not too crazy about. I got to show you love tonight. Here's my mirror, I love you.